Let me ask you before you go, Sammy, about something completely different. But I think the public are entitled to know our politicians' stance throughout the UK, actually, on a massive, massive ethical issue at the moment. The Aisha King case, the little five-year-old who is very seriously ill with cancer. And the state hunted down his parents across the world, actually, pursued him, European arrest warrant, wanting to bring him back here. The Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, has said that he has grave concerns about it. Do you think a parent ultimately has the right, Sammy, to take a child out of a hospital against a doctor's will? In other words, the parent ultimately decides what to do with their own child, or should a doctor's view prevail?
Well, I mean, I've got to say, Stephen, I am perturbed. I mean, it's not just this particular case. There's been two cases in the news this week, the one of the child abuse in Rotherham and this particular issue. I am concerned at the way in which institutions, state institutions, believe that they can persecute, and it really is a persecuting, individuals because they make choices about what they believe are best for their own family.
And you're saying the King family have been persecuted, are you?
Oh, they have been. I've absolutely no doubt they've been persecuted. Doctors, sometimes in their arrogance, sometimes because they genuinely do believe that they know best, have gone to the police, have encouraged the police to go for the European arrest warrant. And, I mean, I don't think that anybody with a degree of common sense, and this is where I think that sometimes state institutions have to take a step back and ask, what is the common sense solution to this? Common sense would tell you that a young child who is very ill is not helped by having their family removed from them, put into a hospital in a strange country where they can't communicate, put under stress, their family prosecuted for what they did out of love for the child. I mean, that's not common sense.
But what if it?
I do think that the state and state institutions ought to apply common sense in many more of these cases. Just the same.
But
as
what, Sammy? If a child, what if a child? Let's talk generally here, not about this specific case. But what if a child is put at risk because the parents are doing the wrong thing? Should the state and hospitals and doctors not be able to protect that child?
Well, I mean, first of all, in this case, there was no indication that the child was being put at risk. The child was being taken to a place where it could receive treatment that the family believed would have a greater chance of success in having the problems which the child was facing addressed. And so in that case, this was not a case of child abuse. But if you want to look at it the other way around, in cases where there was quite clear child abuse, the state took the view that race relations were more important than the interests of 1,400 young girls who were being raped, beaten, threatened and drugged, and didn't apply common sense because the politically correct solution was to not face up to the race problem that there was, i.e. that people of a certain race were taking white girls and abusing them. So, I think that when it comes to these issues, we do have to apply common sense. In this particular case, the child was not being removed to be abused. The child was being removed to be helped, given help that the doctors refused to in the hospital. And the parents, there was no case in this.
And very, very briefly, Sammy, because we're running out of time. Very, very briefly, if you were a parent in that situation, would you have done the same thing?
I think I would have, yes.
Okay. Sammy, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.
Okay. Bye. Thank you. Bye.